From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. History. America is making it right now. Barack Obama has enough delegates to clinch the Democratic nomination, and Hillary Clinton is figuring out her next move. We're done with the long march of the primaries, and if you thought that was tough stuff, watch out for the general election. For her views on what lies ahead, we've got Congresswoman Maxine Waters from the 35th District of California. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
So let me start out with you. In January, we spoke to you about your support of Senator Clinton. Here's what you said.
I think that for me, Hillary is a policy wonk. I am focused on public policy, and I'm thinking about action and thinking about what people say, how they present themselves, and whether or not they sound really credible on hardcore concrete ideas and proposals. And she just emerges as that person for me.
So, Congresswoman, why did you change your mind?
Combination of things. We've been through a campaign period. Barack Obama has paid some dues, and he's revealed himself. We got to know a bit more about him. He's talking about issues. The campaign has done what campaigns are supposed to do, and that is to help the public get to know the candidate, what they stand for, what they're willing to do, and whether or not they're tough enough to stay the course. He has met the test. He's paid his dues. He's got the numbers, and he should be the nominee.
Now, we saw a lot of members of the Congressional Black Caucus either switch their superdelegate vote or at the last minute declare when they were undeclared. What do you think that was about? Why was there this, you know, even before the final election votes were in, why was there this rush to say, you know, to declare?
I don't know that there were a lot of members now. I was out of pocket in Los Angeles in my own campaign yesterday. But as I understand it, it was Mr. Clyburn and myself. Were there more that were announced?
There were.
Who were they?
Jefferson, and I don't have a full list, but there were some other people who did declare.
Well, I was not aware that there had been a big rush yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, not, it's not just among the CBC, although there were other members besides yourselves, but also in general. You saw this this momentum. Do you think that there's an effort to really try to pull together around the presumptive nominee and to
Well, first of all, you know, elected officials and politicians are pretty much realist, and he had the numbers. And he, again, had demonstrated that he could put together a campaign, put together the delegates, and he was there. He was right there, and those delegate numbers approved. That he had done the work that he needed to do to get that kind of support. And so it makes good sense for people to start to pull together and say, let's move forward and take this government back.
When you talk about pulling together, you still have a candidate in the race by the name of Senator Hillary Clinton. She has not dropped out. What do you want her role to be?
Well, it's not what I want her role to be. It's what the two can get together and decide about what her role will be. I think they need some room to breathe. I think that they need some time to talk. She obviously brought to the table some constituencies that are going to be needed in order to win the presidency. Obviously, there are a lot of women out there who were just as excited about her as others were about Barack Obama, and they need to make sure that they're feeling comfortable that she's had her say and she's been dealt with. So I think it's a matter of days, and they'll get together and they'll begin to work this out.
Would you like to see her as the vice president?
I think that's up to the nominee to determine who his vice president will be. Certainly, I think she brings some things to the table that would be great for a team. As I indicated, there are a lot of women out there who would like to see her play some significant role, perhaps as vice president. She obviously went into the rural communities and whipped up some small town votes. And so I think she does bring something to the table that would cause her to be considered. And I think she will be considered by Barack Obama. So now they have to get together and work it out and see if it works for them.
When you think about this race, you have so many people who are so emotionally invested, both people in the political community, but certainly American citizens. What would you say to someone, yourself as a stalwart Democrat, who said, as many people have said, Oh, you know what? I'm not going to vote for Obama. I'm going to vote for McCain. I'm a Hillary supporter. I can't stomach voting for Obama.
Well, what the first thing I think is that it is time for people to focus on the issues, the core issues of the Democratic Party. What do we stand for? Who do we really represent? And that's how you measure your candidates. I don't think anybody that focuses on the history of the party and how we have evolved and what our issues are and the leadership of our party, who could vote for McCain. And so I think the more we talk about getting out of Iraq, the more we talk about making education right and getting rid of this failed policy of leave no child behind, the more we talk about we've got to have universal health care, the more we talk about creating jobs and making sure we deal with global warming, people are going to, you know, get out of any discomfort that they may have for the most part and focus on where they want this country to go if they're really Democrats. Now, if they're not really Democrats, then they won't be there. But I think that we have enough Democrats to win back this presidency and to move forward with a new agenda.
Well, Congresswoman, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
That was Democratic U.S. Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She represents the 35th District of California.